My name's Ollie Taylor and I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, who's very kindly brought in a photograph of a fielding machine. John, can you just tell us firstly what this machine is, please?
Well, it's a 500-ton Hypactor-type extrusion press for cold extrusion. Now, I can't, it was a little bit before my day in the drawing office, so I can't really tell you hardly anything about the machine, but I seem to think it was a sort of, because the extrusion, they were cold, everything was done cold, obviously more effort was needed to extrude. And I have a feeling it was a kind of energy would built up and suddenly released to be able to extrude the billet through the dies. I can't really say any more than that, but I'm sure anybody looking at this picture and listening to me can come forward and probably give a lot more detail. I believe it's taken at its site, and where that was, I just do not know. The gentleman on the controls, I certainly didn't recognize him, but he could be one of the customer's operatives. There's another press on the side that looks as if it's another type of extrusion press that I don't recognize, but it may not be a fielding press at all. There are a bank of H3 pumps in the background that I recognize, three of them.
And you were saying something very interesting, John, when we were talking about this photo before. You were saying that the pipework was actually dug into the ground kind of beside the press. Is that why those kind of hatches are there?
Yes, those those plates cover over the trenches where the pipes went, because they had to be, you had to have pipes going between the machine and the bank of pumps, which I said were in the background. So obviously these had to be kept out of the way, and it was no good, otherwise people would be breaking their necks as they went around the machine. So it's all very, very tidy, so they're all tucked away in trenches, as we said, and covered over with these plates. Piping drawings was doing the piping drawing was something I didn't like very much, but it was very, very skilled, because you had to be able to draw this to enable the pipes to be bent. You had to draw the piping diagram in, because you didn't draw the pipes individually. You had to have a piping arrangement and in three views, plan, elevation and side elevation. And it was a bit of a nightmare actually piping, doing the piping drawing. And as I said, they had to be tucked away under the floor and to make a nice tidy setup, and that looks quite a nice setup there.
That's brilliant, John. As you say, hopefully someone will come forward listening to this and seeing this photo that can add more information to the website.